Welcome everyone to another edition of Drunk Casual. It's been a while. So we're kind of trying to get back into it for a little bit. With me as always, Prateek Singh, partner in crime. And I think there is tonight's going to be a crime scene, I think.
Hopefully.
Bailing us out of of this crime spree is going to be Nisha, as always. Hey Nisha, how you doing? Where are her little booties? Does she have her booties on
Oh,
the back?
she hasn't on. I
Okay.
don't know if you all can see them in the back legs.
Yeah, there she is, yeah. Oh yeah.
They're camouflaged because they're brown, so they blend in with her legs.
Don't get up, Nisha. Don't, yeah, don't. It's okay, you know. Pratik, what are you drinking?
About to finish this Weller full
Oh,
proof.
that's our first. That's a you're gonna murder that, right?
that's
That's
the crime scene.
that's our
I
first
already
crime.
poured, so
Yeah.
if we get to a second, that thing is dead.
Yeah, mine kind of got away from me too, because we talked about what topic we were going to do, and I just kind of kept pouring. So I'm back to the Blair Athol 12 year. And as people know, I've been working on this. The thing is, I think we've talked about this. South Florida is just, I don't know, just rarely
It's bad.
whiskey drinking weather. I mean,
Although the past couple of months have been nice, but yeah.
the argument could be made that all weather is whiskey drinking weather. But anyway, enough of that. Pratik, the topic for tonight, I'll introduce it and then I'm gonna let you kind of take over. The topic for tonight, we get, and by we I mean me, probably more than you, get a lot of bad press and a lot of complaints, both privately and publicly, that we are constantly, that I, at least, I don't know if you want to be involved, an accessory, that I or we are constantly bashing Agile. So it's like, why do we participate in the Agile community? Why do we go to Agile conferences? Why do we do all this Agile stuff if we are constantly bashing Agile? Particularly.
Why do you name your channel Drunk Agile if you're going to bash Agile?
Yes. So partake. Oh, cheers, by the way.
Just with that.
Take a swig and start us off. Give us an answer.
It's a Julius Caesar line, right? It's like I don't come to bury Caesar, I come to praise him.
I think it's the other way around, but that's
It's
okay.
the other way.
We'll
Yeah,
work under Shakespeare.
we've been having whiskey.
Yeah.
But we obviously both Dan and I have been involved in quote unquote Agile for a while, and with that's the community that we usually speak to. That's the develop it's people who are involved in Agile, and it's the developers, the people actually doing the work. Those are the folks we speak to. Our contention is that a lot of the practices that have gotten attached to Agile have caused more harm than good. And in cases, things that are absolutely considered agile cause more harm than good and are actually not what we would consider agile. And that leads to us exposing those truths, if I could put it that way, based on both the study we've done, the experience we've had, the experiments we have run, and all the literature that comes before Agile was a thing. Kind of makes us go, hey, that thing is not Agile. We could do a lot better than that. And that leads to people saying, you don't know what Agile is.
You don't. You really don't, Pratik. I don't know why I
Don't.
hang around with you. I've made no secret of this. So yes to everything that you said. This is going to be one of those. Yeah, and another thing, It's get ready, folks. Sit down, strap in, because this is going to be one of those Drunk Agile episodes. I've made no secret of I am not a fan of most of, if not potentially all of, the signatories of the Agile Manifesto. I mean, how dodgy is it that a bunch of white guys go up a mountain? I think I've said this many times before. A bunch of white guys go up a mountain and then they come down and they're like, here you go. Here is the truth, right? I mean, that's that you know, that's just strange. And then furthermore, you know, if you question that truth, right, now you know, people call you out, and they want to ostracize you. I mean, that's, aren't we quickly approaching the definition of a cult at that point? I think you know, I'm gonna have to go look at the legal definition, yeah. But that's kind of along the lines you know, of cultish behavior. But the thing that I will give them credit for, the thing that I will give the signatories of the Agile Manifesto credit for, is the very first line of the Agile Manifesto. And if you haven't memorized it, you know, go look it up. But it says, and in fact, it's probably the first five or six words, we are uncovering better ways. Now, what's, to me, the choice of words is important, because, you know, the words that are in that Agile Manifesto, they chose, right? And this uncovering, you know, they chose the word uncovering. They didn't choose innovating. They didn't choose inventing. They chose uncovering, which to me meant there is a whole bunch of practices out there that have been known to work, a whole bunch of practices out there, but that have been known not to work, right? And this idea that we can go discover these things, and this is something that you and I talk about, we talk about practices going back 60, 70, 100 years.
100 years, yeah.
Which to me is all part of this uncovering, right? How do we apply these things to what we call Agile today? I mean, I've got so many other things I want to say, but I'll stop there and let you in.
Yeah, that's and the other thing that for me, the thing that Agile Manifesto actually emblemizes, if that is a word, is hey, the status quo is not good enough. Let's figure out how we can improve the status quo. But when we go down the track of making the status quo always feel like it's good enough, which I am, that's the part that boils my blood, is, you know, we just go around going, no, this, the way Scrum is, the way Safe is, the way Kanban is, whatever this is, that is just good enough. You're just not doing it right. You're just not doing it. This is good enough. The moment we start doing that, we are completely forgetting the ethos behind that uncovering better ways. It's always about questioning the status quo so that we get better. You only make improvements by questioning current practices, not by, oh yeah, we just need to do the current thing better.
You know, I'm glad you brought up Scrum and Safe.
Yes.
I'm glad you brought that up, because I'm going to steal your thunder here. And because I think this is something that we've said many times on the show as well. When we talk about the Agile Manifesto, and this is a challenge that we set forth, and Pratik in particular, like I said, I got this from him, because don't quote me on this, but it was a moment of genius. It was a moment of brilliance from Pratik. Imagine you are reading the Agile Manifesto for the first time. Imagine you know nothing about Agile. Imagine you know nothing about what's happened in the industry for the past 20, 25, 30 years. You're completely brand new to this. And you read the Agile Manifesto. Would anybody in their right mind, and forget about even being in your right mind, would anybody logically take the principles in the Agile Manifesto and come up with Scrum or Safe? Would anybody do that? And I, as you do, and I'm a fan of this, I firmly believe that answer is no. So why Scrum is synonymous with Agile, why Safe is synonymous with Agile, I will never know, because as far as I'm concerned, most of those practices are, like you said, against that ethos of the manifesto.
Yeah, and my understanding is, I believe Scrum predates the Agile Manifesto. So it's kind of even weirder that we are uncovering better ways, but we're not touching this thing. Although, to give credit to Scrum, that has evolved. Our contention is it hasn't evolved enough to where it should be.
Well, and like I said, it's unfortunately become synonymous with Agile when, mm-hmm. you know, I think in our minds, they're two completely different things. Are there potentially overlap? Yeah, maybe, but just because you're doing Scrum doesn't mean you're Agile and vice versa, right?
Yep.
Were you going to go further with that? Because I got more. I got more. I can do this all night.
And another thing. The problem for me with all of these is it becomes this, and this is where I think I rail against this quite a bit, is it becomes this thing of let's follow this thing instead of let's actually focus on the thing that matters to customers, which is how do I get something in their hands that they can play with, they can touch and feel and say, hey, this is good, this is not good. How do we get to that and break all or any rules to do that in the most efficient, predictable, effective way? Like, how do we do that? All these other rules are kind of bullshit, and they lead to further bullshit, because then people go, oh, how do I? Is 2 weeks a good length? Maybe I do 3 weeks, or I did 20 story points, so I should be able to do 20 again. All these things, if you think about it, they're built on top of trying to follow these rules instead of trying to be effective with what we're doing.
Yeah, so, I mean, people... I'm just going to ignore everything you said, of course, and go back to our earlier point, because people might be screaming. I was too busy thinking about it. People might be screaming at their, you know, at their AirPods right now that, you know, lean predates. If we say Scrum predates the Agile Manifesto, lean mm-hmm. principles predate the Agile Manifesto, again, by decades.
Yeah.
And for me, I think that's kind of the point that you're making. It's not that, oh, the Agile Manifesto comes along and we throw out all of this other stuff. No, the Agile Manifesto comes along and it says, we are uncovering. We're like, hey, there's all this goodness out there. How do we start applying that goodness to, well, from the Agile Manifesto's perspective, to software development? I think the industry would agree that Agile, you know, goes well beyond just software development. But how do we start applying these things that predate, you know, the Agile Manifesto to the Agile movement itself? And that's not to say that I'm not trying to say that lean is the answer and lean's the only thing that you can do, but there's a lot of theory, there's a lot of practice, there's a lot of whatever out there that if you're ignoring that stuff, you're probably, as you were saying before, you're probably doing yourself more harm than good at that point.
Yeah, and along those lines, it's if you the principles, or whatever they call, are they called principles in the Agile Manifesto?
I think they're called principles. I don't know. I think whatever.
So. I don't memorize those. Yeah. But the principles in the Agile Manifesto, personally, this is just personal preference. To me, Deming's principles of management are actually far superior to the principles in Agile Manifesto. That's just my opinion. That's just personal preference. And the only thing with that is depending on which version of those principles you're reading, sometimes they're 14, sometimes they're 16, sometimes they're 12. I think Deming just kept adding them as he kept coming up with more, which is kind of cool. But yeah, that's to me, the knowledge that leads to these things has been around for a long time. I'm not saying that we ignore everything else we've learned, but kind of ignoring the stuff that quote unquote the masters talked about is at our own peril.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, talk about eating your own dog food. I mean, the Agile Manifesto has not changed, to the best of my knowledge. It has not changed since it was first published in 2001, whatever it was, whenever it was first published. It has not changed. And I would argue, in fact, it's a presentation that I gave, I don't know, what, about 6 months ago, talking about how probably three out of those four original principles are probably outdated right now. And there's really only one that I think has survived the test of time. And so, like I said, why can't we question that? Why shouldn't we be questioning that? You know, if what we really care about is professionalism, well, what we really care about is delivering value for our customer, but hopefully delivering our value for our customers in a professional way. If that's what we really care about, why aren't we allowed to question these things?
Yeah, and that for me is the essence of Agile. We've talked about the Agile Manifesto quite a bit. In my opinion, the Agile Manifesto does not define Agile. I know that that's where people started using the word, but for me, that does not define Agile. Agile for me is the pursuit of figuring out how to solve the right problem at the right time in the right way. That's what it is. And we iterate to figure that out. We iterate, innovate, whatever you want to call it, to figure that out. Which again means it doesn't matter what's written in a document, doesn't matter what's written in a manifesto. What works best for you to find out as quickly as possible, are we solving the right problem in the right way for the at the right time?
Yeah. So, and we should do this. I mean, I know we've done plenty of episodes on these things, but we probably should revisit a lot of these practices that have come to be associated with Agile. People think that they're Agile, that really have nothing to do with Agile. Things like planning, things like estimation, things like prioritization, you know, things like, I don't know, you know,
time boxing.
Oh my God. Fixed link. Thank you.
Holy.
I blocked it out of my mind. I've just blocked it. Fixed length time boxes, for the love of God, right? I mean, all of this stuff that have just people assume is part of Agile, and as we've said over and over and over again, not only have never had anything to do with Agile, but actually make things worse rather than make things better.
Yeah, think about it. There's the words that all the words that Dan just mentioned: planning, time boxes. What else did you mention?
Prioritization,
estimation. Even things like team size and whatever else, none of those exist in the Agile Manifesto. Even if you do believe Agile comes from the Agile Manifesto, none of those exist there. And our contention is, if you are truly trying to figure out how to build the right thing for the right people in the right way at the right time, none of those should matter to you. What matters is building those things, getting it to the customers as efficiently as possible, and getting feedback.
So I know at the risk of kind of, you know, running this into the ground. I don't know. I've kind of said my piece. I've got maybe some things I want to say to wrap up. Do you have anything else that you want to add on before we bail on this one?
Yeah, I just want to say we started off with, you know, this is the thing that you get messages on. I get the same messages that hey, why do you hate Agile?
why do you hate America, Pratik? Why do you hate America? Yeah.
why do you hate Agile? Yeah, well, it's not that we hate Agile. It's more that the only way Agile improves is if we question the things that people think of as Agile. That's the only way it gets better. Otherwise, it's just going to be whatever people want to add on to it. For the longest time, I believe story points were a part of Agile. They didn't make sense, but I believe that was a part of it. But it's because people added on to it and we weren't questioning it. So, yeah.
That's pretty much what I was going to say. I just wanted to echo that sentiment. I didn't want to put words in your mouth, but I, for one, am going to continue on my tirade against, you know, against Agile and like I said, kind of the cultish behavior, you know, around it, in terms of, you know, we think these methodologies, we think these practices are sacrosanct when, you know, that dogma, like, you know, like most sacred cows, you know, needs to be, you know, cut up and, you know, fried for hamburgers or steaks or whatever, you know. Whatever your favorite metaphor is there. I'm going to keep doing it. And my invitation to all of you is to keep questioning this, you know, this stuff as well. We had a conversation with Carl Scotland, I think it was last week or 2 weeks ago. And Carl Scotland was big when Kanban was first starting out. He was big. It was Carl Scotland and some other people. I can't remember who else is involved. They were big on this movement around keep Kanban weird. Right. This idea of keep pushing the boundaries. There's no one person, there's no one institution, there's no one whatever that can tell you what Kanban is. And we need to, keep kind of reinventing it, you know, if you will. And I think the same thing applies to Agile. So keep Agile weird, keep questioning. I'm not going away anytime soon in terms of my vocalness-osity about about Agile. I don't know about you, Pratik.
Well,
Have you listened to the past 10 minutes?
It's a badge of honor at this point. Only thing I was going to add to that was it completely makes sense. Weird and Carl Scotland definitely go hand in hand. That makes complete sense.
That's true. Yeah. That's a bit on the nose, isn't it? Yeah. So, okay. Last word before we sign off.
I think you summed up perfectly. Keep Agile weird, keep questioning it. The only way the stuff gets better is if we all question it and apply it practically and gain from our experience. That's, yeah.
All right, so tell us what you think. You know, should we keep bashing Agile? You know, are there other practices that you want to see questioned? You know, are there other aspects of Agile that you're not so sure about? You know, leave us a comment, let us know. You know, we're always looking for questions, and we're always looking for audience participation to help us understand, to help give us some feedback in terms of where we should be going with this podcast. In the meantime, for Prateek Singh and for Nisha, of course, who has moved. Hey, Nisha. She got kind of excited. This is a big night for her.
Yeah.
Hey, Nisha. She's got her ears perked up even. So for the star of the show, for Nisha, my name is Andrew Vacanti. Thank you so much for watching, and we will see you in the next episode.